Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mary Kay Cabot reporting earlier this hour that Shador is expected to start Sunday's game against the Raiders in Vegas, barring something unexpected. He's expected to make his first NFL start with Dylan Gabriel in the concussion protocol. She's also reporting the Browns won't open the practice window on Deshaun Watson this week. Now, that is where the kernel of fear creeps into my mind of if Shador looks bad, and maybe the Browns get to a point of desperation, and they're like, you know what, let's open up that 21-day window because we need another salient quarterback option out there.
And they might. If it was me, I would ride it out with Shador for a little bit longer and then see if he can get better and better. But if it looks more like what the first couple of drives looked like on Sunday, and that's just the entire game, they'll be left without a choice.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part. And so, like, this is why this is so important for Shador. And I know Shador, I thought in the post game, I thought there was an acknowledgement that he almost had of, like, this was my one big opportunity. And it went rough. It didn't go well. And so that stinks. Because if Dylan can come back and play, then I might have let my one chance just kind of slip through my fingers. This is your chance, Shador. This is it right here. And for years, the people that have been around Shador and with Shador have all said he doesn't make excuses. He's not going to be the type of person to say the offensive line stinks. I didn't get this, didn't get that. Well, all right, this is going to be on you. The situation has put you behind the eight ball. Now you got to show us what you can do.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I made the point that I like the Browns putting this out there. Obviously, Mary Kay's reporting it, but she's going to get it from the team. I like the fact that this is out there early. And one, the question won't be everywhere. Social media here, who's going to start on Sunday? And as much as I think that's going to help the team, I think that helps Shador. I think knowing today, hey, mentally, plan to start, I think is an easy way. And it's funny, like, I think this is a great opportunity for Kevin Stefanski, Tommy Rees, and Shador himself to show, hey, this is why first team reps are important. And by the way, I don't expect him to be night and day. I don't expect him to suddenly be Joe Montana circa, I said 85 earlier, 86.
Okay.
But do I expect him to be a little bit less deer in the headlights and maybe be able to bring down the amount of negative plays and up and while keeping the positive big plays the same? Yeah, I think that's fair.
And I think that's a reasonable expectation. Like I think we do have to have expectations on these guys. I'm excited that won't be, the half won't be the only thing that we get and the only little bit of Shador that we get to see. Cause that would be, I think that'd just be miserable all the way around. Like from a personal standpoint, wouldn't love that. Love for him to get another chance. But also just from like just a watching standpoint, like you saw the offense that last drive, like you at least had a chance. He was throwing the ball deep. It looked a little bit better.
Well, and listen, I know that I personally am not all that concerned about Dylan Gabriel, a quarterback I think is a backup going forward. I also think it's an opportunity for Dylan, who did not play well on Sunday. Again, his QBR was 11.4. His QBR in the season is 30. 30 out of that, which makes him 32 out of 33 quarterbacks. I think
JJ McCarthy's behind him. Let's all laugh.
Oh, no, it's actually Cam Ward.
Oh, no, JJ McCarthy's behind him in EPA.
Okay. Huh. God, he's
stumped. All laugh. Let's all laugh at JJ McCarthy.
Right, ready?
We are laughing at
what
you, JJ.
What a Michigan man. Now, that being said, I do I think this is also an opportunity for Dylan to be away. I know he's working on the health stuff. And concussions are so serious. It certainly can plague you over the next week. I also think it's an opportunity to just take some of that pressure off you, right? Like if Shador doesn't play well enough against the Raiders or plays okay, but then you lose and you go back to Dylan Gabriel, I mean, guys, I think getting a 1.5 game reprieve for Dylan, you could tell he was forcing it. You could tell he wasn't, or you could tell he was putting a lot of pressure on himself. I don't know if he was forcing it because he was forcing 5-yard outs, but maybe that could be a little, that could be a breather for him as well.
I know, but the more and more quarterbacks we throw in the mix and more the quarterbacks that do go out there, just none of them have had a spectacular game at this point. Joe Flacco hasn't. Dylan hasn't. Shador hasn't. Like, if that continues to be the theme of all this, I think more of the conversations are going to move to the idea, who could win with this offense the way that it is constructed, with the poor offensive line, with the wide receivers where Jerry Jeudy's the highlight and he drops so many passes. Like, I think that conversation is going to shift, and it'll shift in an interesting way if it continues to go down this route.
Well, but I think that's why getting Shador these reps and giving him an opportunity here, and again, it's not because necessarily he's earned it, at least the right to start, but that's what Sunday's game is. It is if, and again, I think everyone, it's so funny how everyone kind of came away being like, well, that was a bad game on Sunday, but those down the field throws, I'd like to see more of those, because to me, like the Browns, the catch 22 of the Browns has been, it's tough to basically take the pressure off the offensive line if your quarterback's not comfortable delivering the ball down the field. It's tough to take the pressure off the quarterback if you can't take the pressure off the offensive line. Oh, by the way, another easy way to take the pressure off the quarterback is to run the ball well. Well, Quinshon Judkins can really only run between the tackles because you try and bounce outside. It's an automatic holding penalty. Like, there are so many things here. Oh, by the way, when Dylan Gabriel does deliver a ball, he's throwing it with his whole ass because he doesn't have a great arm, and it generally pops out of the receiver's hands. Like, this, the idea of Shador throwing the ball deep and completing enough deep passes to make the defense go, oh, we can't just tee off on this kid, or we have to, we can't just load up the box with 8 guys and we're just going to shut down Quinshon and let, Shador beat us or let the quarterback beat us.
But you see the butterfly things, effect of all this.
Well, yeah,
though.
Exactly. That's the point. Like, you cannot change everything around the quarterback, but you can change the quarterback. And we'll see how much that change and 1 week's practice truly does matter on Sunday.
I know, but it is. It's one domino falling after another, and then it becomes really, really hard to then this is part of the problem with this whole season in general. When we looked at the offense, it was like, how are we going to get a true evaluation with some of these guys? That's why when they were talking about trading off David Njoku, and they were talking about getting rid of some of the pieces, even like Wyatt Teller, some of these guys on the line, Betonio, some of these guys, it was like, you can't make this team worse if you want an actual evaluation. And the sad part with Shador, at least on Sunday, and again, it looked better in the later parts of the game, but you have 12 pressures out of 21 dropbacks. And again, 25 pressures with Dylan the week prior. We're getting to a spot where it's even becoming hard to have a true evaluation of these guys. And I don't want that to be the reality. I'm going to try my best not to use that as a reason. But the more and more quarterbacks we got in here and the less we see of anything competent, what else am I supposed to do?
Well, but in and of itself, that's the answer, right? Like, I know we can say, well, Joe Flacco went to Cincinnati and what have you, but if Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders, if they can't overcome what's around them, well, then they're probably not a franchise caliber or upper echelon starting quarterback in the first place.
Well, yeah, no, but I think you could put a lot of really good and even, you know, starter caliber or even middle of the pack starter caliber NFL quarterbacks with this roster, with this, with the 32nd best offensive line in the NFL and basically no pass catchers of value. I think a lot of guys would struggle in this, and like, I don't want to use that as an excuse for them. I'm really going to try not to, and there's no excuse for what happened Sunday with Shador. He flat out stunk, but like, I think that's where a lot of people are going to end up going with this.
216-474-0092. If you're just joining us, Mary Kay Cabot saying Shador Sanders is in line to start on Sunday, barring something unexpected, which is something else we can kind of put into. How much do you think, or maybe where are your expectations for Shador's first start with a full week of practice? I think it's really impossible to say. I'm going to set my bar at whatever Dylan gets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gabriel was doing over these last 6 starts, right? If you meet that and exceed that, I think that's where we should be, I would say, pleased with. If he does anything better than that, we should get excited.
Are we just gonna? We're gonna have to turn into the eye test guys, aren't we?
I think we just did.
I think we're gonna have to turn into the eye test guys. It's gonna have to be an eye test game. Do you feel like you have a chance to score with Shador? Do you feel like the offense isn't just stuck in the mud with Shador? And if he keeps passing those type of tests, then I think that's a good evaluation. We need to keep that. Like we're gonna be old school football guys with this one, Nick. What's your gut tell you when you watch Shador Sanders play
well,
football?
Well, as the LeBron James, actually the Michael Jordan of local sports talk, many people have said it.
Yes,
by many people, they're all related to me.
Many people.
Many people. I'll say this. I do think, like, I'm really intrigued to see how that downfield passing, what that does. And it might, by the way, I don't expect this kid to go out there and not turn the ball over. This is where, like, when Dylan Gabriel, the one thing he hasn't done to this point is he's thrown a lot of turnover-worthy passes but hasn't actually turned the ball over very often. With Shador, I'm going to live with it. There's going to be a fumble or two I don't like. There's going to be a pass or two where the defense fools him. The difference with Shador is if you can make up for that with big plays, we're working on a formula here, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Dylan, he might have only turned the ball over 2 or 3 times, but the problem was the big plays that you would expect a quarterback to make, you didn't get the 2-to-1, right? You didn't get 6 big plays.
Yeah, he resigned himself.
For 3 bad plays.
He resigned himself to, I'm going to only throw the ball 5 yards.
With Shador, give me 2 big plays for every bad play, and then be good in the intermediate
Think about how lame our offense has been, where I can look at that 25-yard play with Harold Fannin, and I legitimately thought to myself, like, whoa, what a throw that is. It's a nice throw. 25-yard throws in the NFL happen all the time, though, Nick. You know what I mean? Like, we're salivating at the mouth over that throw as if that was a 70-yard bomb to a receiver right down the field. And it was like, that really wasn't that. It just, we're so starved of seeing anyone actually threaten to throw the ball anything beyond 10 yards that we got all excited about it.
216-474-0092. Where are you guys with the news that Shador will be starting, barring unforeseen, unforeseen events? Makes it sound like preparing for Armageddon.
Yeah.
Doug in Chardon, welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not a whole lot.
So,
not much.
Yeah, I was kind of just thinking about what y'all had said and everything, and I think it's a little harsh to say that he stunk. It's not entirely untrue, statistically speaking, but like from my standpoint, like I work construction. If my boss or my coach sends me and my foreman out, and my foreman has to leave due to injury, whatever, but he takes the tools and the blueprints to be successful and finish a house, I'm not going to finish that house. I'm not going to be successful. So I'm hoping with this week practice and he's given the tools and given a blueprint to be successful that we see actually something better than Gabriel. I heard you say Gabriel doing just as good as Gabriel is fine with you. I want to see better. Like I think we deserve it. You know, I've only been a Browns fan for so long. I've grew up listening to you guys with my dad and stuff. And it's like one of them things where like, I know you guys have experienced bad Browns play more than I have, but still I think we're due, you know.
It would be the most Browns thing in the world, and thank you for the call there, buddy. It'd be the most Browns thing in the world to stumble into a good starting quarterback in the fifth round after all the other ways that this thing has gone poorly.
I'll stumble into it.
Yeah, and by the way,
we can get drunk and stumble into it. Mm-hmm. We can do it sober, whatever way you want. Let's get stumbling.
I definitely have stumbled a few times.
And bumbling and rumbling.
I will say, I would love to see him better than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, thank you for that.
My point is, that is the initial bar he's got to clear, right?
I'm eye test guy moving forward with Shador. Right? I'm eye test guy. I've said I'm eye test guy. I'm gut feeling guy. I like this development.
I'm worried about this.
Eye test guy,
gut
feeling type guy.
Something tells me you're going to take liberties with the eye test.
No more box score jockeying for this sports radio host.
No more box score Johnny for you.
That's right.
No, so Johnny.
Anytime you want. Weigh in on X at 92.3 The Fan and see if our hosts make your...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.